My name is Mary Moynihan. I'm a theatre maker, director and writer, and I'm also a third level lecturer in drama and theatre studies for the BA in drama performance at the DIT Conservatory of Music and Drama. And I'm artistic director of Smashing Times Theatre Company.
My name is Frieda Manwheeler. I was born in Bray, County Wicklow, and I came to Smashing Times Theatre from Canada. I worked there for 17 years and most of my work involved community education, working with adults, helping them to integrate into the society.
I met Margaret Toomey and Gillian Hackett at the Focus Theatre and we decided to set up our own theatre company. We were primarily interested in using theatre to make more work for women actors, but also in using theatre to explore the world we live in. The name Smashing Times Theatre Company comes from where the suffragettes in Ireland had a campaign of going around and they were smashing the windows of public buildings to express their anger and their frustration at being excluded from public bodies. And they literally went around smashing windows. Now, we haven't smashed any windows, but I do think we like the name because it's a vibrant, active name, but it also suggests a sense of wanting to make the world a better place. You could say we hope that people have a smashing time.
I was back from Canada looking for a change of direction and I saw a job advertisement for Smashing Times. They were looking for a supervisor and I thought it would be really interesting to work in the arts, particularly as it addressed issues around social disadvantage. As a professional, I've been trained through towards understanding and healing in storytelling, providing people with an opportunity to share their stories and also giving them an opportunity to imagine something different.
The practitioners who inform the work would be Konstantin Stanislavski, who devised a system of actor training and founded the Moscow Art Theatre. Jerzy Grotowski, who is the Polish theatre practitioner, who is very interested in a very raw physical theatre approach and really bearing your soul in the process. Grotowski was very interested in the actor himself, drawing on your own resources and bringing those into the space, stripping back so that you are left with that pure space where there's very profound emotions present because it is the actor fully present in the space. Another practitioner who we're very interested in is Viola Spolin. She is an American theatre practitioner who wrote improvisation for the theatre. And Viola was very much into the physical as well. She was into improvisation and the physical because she would refer to what is known as the X area or intuition. And if you look at all the practitioners, Stanislavski was all about the intuitive. Grotowski was all about the intuitive and the visceral. And practitioners today like David Zinder, who has a form of abstract theatre and movement that draws on Michael Chekhov. And again, Michael Chekhov was very much interested in, you're not making characters, you're creating spirits, human beings, and the spirit of the person is being brought alive in the space. And you need an actor to draw on their technique and their skills, but also their soul, if you like. And it's connecting the inner to the outer and bringing people together through that energy.
Young people see an actor coming in live. This may be the first time they've ever seen an actor perform. The young people in the audience have an opportunity to ask the actor about his creative process, where he went to school, what his experiences was in getting involved in drama and theatre.
Our first play was a play written by a theatre company in England. The theatre company were called Trouble and Strife, and it was a play to do with pornography. Very dark. And then we went on to do several other plays. They were quite varied, the plays at the beginning. Like, for example, we would have done Kavanagh's Wake, which was based on the poet Patrick Kavanagh, adapted by Cathy McArdle. We did that as a promenade piece in the bowels of Dublin Castle. We also then, for the Dublin Theatre Festival, did Frank McGuinness's Mary and Lizzie, directed by Joe Mangan of Performance Corporation. And at the beginning, the plays were scripted plays. We weren't devising our own pieces at that time. But in recent years, and I think it comes from years of experience, from years of working in theatre, we have started to create our own original pieces of theatre.
The programme Acting for the Future, which was developed in 2005, that particular project looks at the issue of mental health. And what we did is we interviewed 10 people who had lost somebody they loved to suicide or who had had a mental health crisis and came out the other side. Paul Kennedy and Mary Moynihan wrote 3 monologues which explored people's experiences of having a mental health crisis. And as part of that project as well, we developed a workshop model which works with young people to help them identify the kinds of stressors they might have in their life, bullying, exam pressure, breakup of a relationship, sexual identity. because my work in Canada was working as a social worker, I was able to bring to the table the fact that this was very sensitive work. So in working with Mary, we developed a panel of advisors to guide the whole process. So we made sure that every angle was covered. We worked with the Samaritans, the Irish Association of Suicidology, a representative from the HSC, and a registered psychotherapist. So they guided the whole process and put the safety structures around it.
Uprising is scripted by Tara McEvitt and it was devised by the company. Uprising tells the story of a young man called Shane who comes into an empty warehouse where outside there are protests and riots in full swing. He wants to lose himself in music. He wants to forget about all the troubles that are happening outside, all the dark things that are happening in the world, and find a way to understand who he is or to have a future through music. And his best friend comes in and she wants Shane to basically have a call to arms, that how can you ignore what's happening in the world around you? You should be out there. She's just being out there. She talks about being disillusioned with life. There's no jobs. There's no money. She's out in the middle of the riot. She's throwing bottles at the media and she's having a brilliant time. Better than sex, better than drugs. She's right in it. So there's this conflict, if you like, between these young people about what they're going to do with their lives. But in the midst of this, these ghosts appear. People who have been affected by violence in the past. One of them is the ghost of a soldier who was blown up, and the other is the ghost of a young woman who became a revolutionary, and she speaks about her story. Then there's also the ghost of a father based on a very moving testimony of Gordon Wilson, who lost his daughter Mary Wilson in the Enniskillen bombing. And that is one of the pieces that we kept being drawn back to, that piece of that story where he speaks about what happened to him and his loss, and also about the forgiveness for the people who have hurt him.
Testimony by Paul Kennedy and Mary Moynihan involves three monologues. The first monologue, A Day Out, tells the story of two young men and their last day together. One of the young men dies by suicide. The second monologue is In One Breath, which follows the experiences of a professional woman through a mental health crisis and how she finds peace. And the third monologue, Is There Anything We Can Do?, which follows a mother whose son has died by suicide and her journey through a counsellor's office as she tries to find answers.
I do have to say that particularly to do with the work in relation to war and non-violence in Northern Ireland, we have been funded by the European Union Peace 3 programme. They recognise the power of drama and theatre to engage with communities. We're also very grateful to Dublin City Council, to ESB Electric Aid and the HSE. Over the years, we have been funded by the EU Peace 3 programme and by the International Fund for Ireland.
Recently, we opened Uprising in the project and Brian Friel gave us a quick call before opening night, wishing us the best of luck. And it's just those little things mean a huge amount, especially during the pressure of putting up a new show.
When the company was first set up, we sent out letters approaching individuals to see who would be interested in supporting us. And Tim Coogan, Brian Field, Robert Key and Maeve Binchy all came back and they have been supporters of our company ever since. And we are eternally grateful for their support. You know, it was with great sadness at the loss of Maeve Binchy and also recently Robert Key. They have been a fantastic support to the company.
Next up, we're excited about 1916 and we have exciting plans in store for presenting some kind of work. We think it'll probably be from the female perspective on leadership, and we have strong connections in Europe and we hope to tour there as well.
We're not giving answers and we don't see ourselves as being didactic. We're political in a small p, if you like. All we want to do is say, look at what's happening. We sometimes look at serious issues, but the feedback you get is that people find the work very enjoyable and people have fun and they get to know themselves and they get to know each other. And theatre is a fun medium.